Thank you for joining me today on the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 41, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we talk with Sandy Barton of Spence Baby. Spence Baby is a premium organic baby apparel company. Spence Baby has a unique origin story, and Sandy provides us with lots of useful information on sourcing manufacturers and suppliers. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the show, we are so excited to welcome Sandy Barton. Sandy and her husband started Spence Baby, which is an online baby boutique that offers timeless style in high-quality organic and eco-friendly materials. Sandy, we're so excited to have you today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to speak with you both.
Sandy, you have such a unique starting story for your business. Could you tell us a little bit more about how your business got started?
Of course, I'd love to share that with you. Well, just as you mentioned, Spence Baby is an organic baby apparel brand that my husband Paul and I started about 2 years ago, but we officially launched it, I'd say, 6 months ago now. We offer premium organic baby clothes with a focus on finish and fashion. The background of how we got started, my husband basically has always been very entrepreneurial, and at the time I was unhappy with my job. So instead of looking for another job, he wanted to help me start a business of my own so that I can work from home. We just weren't sure what we were going to do at the time. And we did have a ton of ideas to mull over. But around that time is when I found out that my sister-in-law was pregnant with her first child. So I wanted to get my new niece, when we found out it was a girl, Evelyn, some cute, stylish, organic baby clothes. But I could only find basic essentials that seemed to be pretty much the same bodysuit or romper over and over again with just like different prints, but no real fashion apparel. So that's when I went to my husband. I told him that I wanted to create an organic baby apparel brand that actually had cute clothes and not just basics. So we named the company Tiny Hope at the time, but a few months after starting the company, we found out that I was pregnant, and we ended up naming the company after our daughter, Spencer.
So, Sandy, what got you interested in organic baby clothes? Like, what drove your interest in the first place to want to buy organic baby clothes for your sister-in-law?
Well, my sister's very, you know, green, you know, and I know that that is something that she shops around for. And, you know, it's something that's really important, you know, to me as well and my husband, that we look for items, you know, in our just everyday life that are more, you know, natural and, you know, that we do things that are more earth-friendly. And just organic products in general, I feel, are important in your daily life. So I thought clothing as well should be a part of that, you know, especially for babies. Their delicate skin, you know, using organic products definitely helps with that. Took a while for us to source our product because we wanted to work with our GOT certified manufacturers, not just organic. I looked locally and internationally for that, and I was really specific with what I was looking for and needed. I needed a supplier that could make my custom designs and offer premium quality fabrics and eco-friendly materials, and that were all also GOT certified. And so I just knew that that was the route that we wanted to go down.
Was that a tall order to find somebody that could satisfy all of those requirements?
It was. Like I said, it took quite some time because I needed to make sure that we found a supplier that we were comfortable with and that we could really develop a relationship. Since we were going to be working together on this project, we wanted to make sure that we trust, you know, in their work and that they're a reputable company and that they would be able to meet all of our needs.
Sandy, can you explain to our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with GOT certified? I know we've talked with some other people about this, but for anyone who might not know, what does a GOT certification mean?
basically the GOTS certification, they have extremely strict rules high standards and guidelines, and they prohibit the use of any toxic chemicals that are used not only in the crops that are grown, but throughout the entire process of the production of making the products. So that also means that there aren't any harsh or toxic chemicals being used in the dyes that go into the fabrics, not able to use lead or nickel in snaps and zippers. Anything that's harmful and toxic that could absorb into the skin is all prohibited. And they have so many more guidelines that have to be met. If it's just organic and not GOTS certified, then that doesn't exactly mean that everything else doesn't have the harsh chemicals in it. They only prohibit pesticides being used in crops. But when it's GOTS certified, it's literally every step of the way of making the product that prohibits the use of toxic and harsh chemicals.
That sounds like quite a certification then, all of those steps being carefully monitored.
Yes, and that's why it's really important that finding the right manufacturer that offers and works with suppliers that have fabrics that are GOTS certified. It was really important, and it took a while to find a company that could make all of our stuff. Because we have a company that also makes our plaid woven GOTS certified fabric as well, and then someone who makes our clothing, and they also have GOTS certified organic cotton, and also eco-friendly products such as bamboo that we've used.
Now, when you were finding these suppliers and manufacturers, did you find them just by a lot of searching online, or was it word of mouth, or did you have a resource that you turned to find these manufacturers and suppliers?
I did do a lot of searching online. I found a website called Alibaba, and they were pretty easy to use, very user-friendly, and was able to really get a lot of results in different manufacturers in different areas, so I could really compare and get a lot of samples made and sent to me, and that way I could decide which supplier I was going to go with.
And for our listeners, Alibaba, I'm slightly familiar with it, but they have much more than just fabric. They have lots of different suppliers for many different types of products.
Yes.
So for anyone listening.
Yes, definitely. A friend of mine was looking for something, and I referred her to that, and it was something to do with plastic. But, yeah, you can find a lot of good resources there.
And not to keep asking so many questions, but I would imagine that working with – well, actually, I have two more questions. Is that okay, Betty?
No, that's fine.
I would imagine that working with manufacturers and suppliers would take a lot of startup capital. Was that true? And if so, how did you come up with the startup capital, if you don't mind sharing?
No, that's true. My husband and I basically are bootstrapped everything. So we're doing everything on our own. And so it is, like I said, it was something that we really thought long and hard of about doing. And, you know, we really believe in our product, and, you know, we just wanted to offer, you know, our customer a really good quality product. So we made sure that, you know, we were going to jump in and do this. But, yes, we're doing it all bootstrapped and doing it on our own.
Wow, that's really impressive. Good for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, the design of the clothes, do you design the cut and the style and the fabrics as well? Or have you outsourced that area? Or how does that end of the business work?
Yes, I do that all myself. I basically have always had an eye for fashion. I've been a visual merchandise manager for over 20 years now. I definitely have complete say in everything that we do. So from the cut, the sizing, which we run a little generous on the sizing on purpose, because I've read that a lot of baby clothes run really small, and we wanted to ensure that, you know, our customers have, you know, more use and, you know, longer time, you know, since the babies grow so fast, to be able to wear, you know, and not outgrow it so quickly. So the cut was really important to me. And the colors, the style, the detail, the plaid that we use in some of our collection, my husband and I, we custom selected that plaid print that we usually do each season a different color. And the details is down to the buttons and, you know, a little trimming and ruffles and everything that goes into the product is pretty much 100% me.
That's amazing. And speaking of your beautiful clothing designs, I noticed that recently you put together a lookbook for your newest line of clothing. Can you talk about how the photo shoot went with having so many babies and toddlers? Do you have any tricks for making a photo shoot work with all of those little babies and children running around?
I don't know about tricks, but I would love to share this because I think this is part of, you know, one of my favorite parts of the whole business is when you actually can see, you know, the baby wearing, you know, your product, and it's just, it's adorable. It's really just a magical experience seeing them being photographed in these beautiful settings. But yes, this is, like I said, it's the fun part. For us, finding the right photographer was the key. We actually found a really great photographer. We established a really good relationship with her. We shared our vision on how we wanted the photos to represent our product and our brand. And we found Ksenia from Red Pinwheel Photography. And she's an extremely talented photographer. But before that, she's a storyteller. And her creativity brings our vision to life. So I'd say really important was being organized. So that's a huge, huge when dealing with so many babies. So creating a schedule was necessary because we had to break up the photo shoot into several timelines throughout the day since we had 8 babies on set. We had to take into consideration that they're babies and toddlers, and we obviously can't have them on set for very long, so capturing enough photos was crucial while trying to keep the babies happy and comfortable throughout the day. So I think being prepared is really important. Anything from choosing the location or locations, if there's multiple, having the right props and accessories, any backdrops, and having the wardrobe steamed and ready, and having a stylist if you're able to. I have a stylist, we used Heather Rome, and she was great. A great assistant with that. And then also basically the most important part is the lighting. Of course, you know, we're working with babies, so even the most planful and organized person or photographer must be ready for like everything and anything to change on them in the moment. So I guess I would say the best tips and advice, especially if you don't have a photographer and you're doing the photos on your own, I'd say that if you're able to have extra set of hands at your photo shoot, whether you're just working with one baby or multiple, having someone to assist you with equipment or props, wardrobe changes is a huge help. And try to book multiple babies if possible. That way, if you're trying to shoot several outfits, then it's usually a good idea to have more than one baby in case one is sleepy or fussy or hungry. Then you can just rotate the baby that might be happy and playful at the time and ready for that shoot. And then I guess the last thing I'd say is the lighting again, just planning your photo shoot around the time of day for the best light. So, for example, sunset is the best for outdoor pictures. And if it happens to be overcast that day, then you're pretty much in luck to have really great shots. And the same with indoor, because the first part of our photo shoot took place indoors, but my house is pretty well lit and with natural lighting, so that worked really well for us as well.
Those are some great tips. Thank you so much for sharing those.
Oh, you're welcome.
With your own daughter being so little still, how do you find time to get your work done? What does a typical day look like for you with balancing childcare and your new business?
She's at a a stage where I'm constantly having to run after her. She's walking now, and she's a climber. So it's really challenging to have time when, you know, when I have her and she's, you know, wide awake and she's alert. So basically my day starts usually at 6 a.m., and I get myself ready for work, and then she wakes up around 7, and then I get her ready for her daycare, and then I head to my 8-hour job, and then I come home, pick her up, and then come home and attend to, you know, the dogs and take them out for their walk, and then my husband usually gets home about that time, and we prepare dinner. Usually my husband cooks while I prep and take care of Spencer's needs, and then by the time the evening has, you know, wind down a bit, you know, given her bath and put her to sleep, then that's usually the time that I start to work on Spence Baby. So it's everything usually always happens when she's sleeping. So it's pretty much the way it has to be. My husband works on the website and does most of his part on weekends. So if he has my daughter that weekend while I'm working, then it's a little bit challenging for him, and he has to wait till she's napping as well. But if I'm not working that weekend and I'm home, then that's his time, you know, to do what he needs, and I'm watching the baby.
So you both still have full-time jobs and Spence Baby?
Yes.
Is that right?
Wow. Yes.
That's impressive.
So it makes for very, 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 very long days and nights.
And I assume maybe the hope and the goal is that at some point Spence Baby will be able to be one or both incomes for your family?
Yes. You know, I would love for that to happen. That way I can, you know, work from home and also, you know, spend more time with our daughter and just a little more family quality time. So it is our goal. But yes, like I said, we had just officially launched the business 6 months ago. So it is definitely a goal we're striving for.
I'm sure you'll get there.
Thank you. I hope so.
Spence Baby is definitely all about high quality and eco-friendly. And, you know, with that GOTS certification, it certainly is a bit more expensive to, you know, make sure that you're delivering that really high quality product to your customers. So with a baby product that's maybe a bit higher end, how do you market Spence Baby to find your target customer?
Okay, good question. Well, since we're a new company, we're still working on that and growing our brand. And so far, we've tried several different things, such as Google AdWords, but we didn't really see any sales come from it. We recently ran an ad in the Bump magazine, which is a very popular pregnancy guide for all things baby. It's distributed to thousands of OB and pediatrics offices. Also, we tried running Facebook ads, but mostly that gives you a lot of likes for your page. But we found that having contests, giveaways is really, you know, driving people to our site. Also, mommy blogs. We're focusing on reaching out to mommy bloggers and having really great feedback and product reviews. I believe it establishes some credibility to the product, and we are seeing sales result from that. So I think that's where we're putting most of our focus. But right now we're currently running a contest, and we're offering free diapers for an entire year of Honest Company diapers for Spence Baby if they sign up for the contest, and that's a really great one.
And is there a method that you use for targeting certain mommy blogs? You just have to spend a lot of time searching for that right fit mommy blog, or is there another technique that you use?
Well, we do a little bit of both. We target mommy bloggers who do have a lot of topics on eco-friendly products, but we also just, you know, reach out to as many mommy bloggers as we possibly can that maybe are some of the top mommy bloggers out there and, you know, have a pretty big audience and followers. So we reach out to them, and, you know, they're always open to, you know, letting us send in some products for them to review, and we've gotten some really great response from that.
Yeah, we have found our
we have an Etsy shop where we sell some handmade items, and we have found that when you find those few bloggers that really like to rave about your products, it can really make a big difference. And it's amazing, I think, when people find a blogger that they trust, when that blogger starts to talk about a product, it can make a big impact, which is nice.
Yes, definitely. And I think for us, we really are pleased with their overall response in receiving our product, because it comes in a beautiful package. And I think when they receive it, they're probably not expecting that. And that's definitely something that they have highlighted in their blog posts and taken photos of the beautiful packaging that the product comes in. So that's usually a nice little touch, because it's great, you know, to give as a gift. If you're giving it for someone's shower or, you know, just a gift for the baby, then that's always a nice touch that we've added, and they mention it. So it's nice to get that positive feedback from them.
Certainly. It is nice to be able to receive something that's already gift ready. That is very nice.
Yes.
And speaking of the packaging, is that something that you have sourced out, or do you and your husband do the packaging in your home, or how does that end of the order fulfillment work?
The order fulfillment, we do. As far as the packaging goes, we had that custom made, so we did source that. But the orders, we fulfill them and ship them out. And we also currently have some products selling on Amazon, and they do some of the shipping and fulfillments themselves. So if it sells through Amazon, you know, then they send it and ship it. Otherwise, if it's a sale that is through our website, then we take care of that ourselves.
So related to the packaging and the shipping, is it tough to stay organized and on top of your inventory and the orders and making sure that system flows? Or do you have a tool that helps you to stay organized, or a system that you have found that works for you?
Yes, through our website, we have a whole inventory and or something to help us keep that organized. As far as tools go, basically, I use Office Online and OneDrive to make sure I have access to my Excel and Word documents whenever I need them. I also use Trello to create contextualized lists and basic workflow, like things I need to do or things that I'm doing or things that I've done. Those help a lot. But for the most part, those are the only actual tools that we use. And like I said, our website has a great system in place to help us with our inventory.
Is OneDrive, is that kind of like a cloud storage type service?
Yes.
Bethann and I use Dropbox for kind of an online cloud storage. And I have to say, having access to those files and being able to share them has been extremely helpful.
Yes, and also my husband and I, we have Windows phones, and we're able to create private rooms. We have one for Spence Baby, and we're able to collaborate through that, and we know what tasks are being worked on and what needs to get done, and it helps us stay in touch throughout the day.
Do you find that you enjoy working with your husband, or does that flow smoothly, or a couple bumps in the road?
A little bit of everything. Yes, definitely, because it's a business, and we're business partners, but at the end of the day, you know, we have the same goals, you know, and so even though there are bumps in the road, I think just staying supportive and encouraging each other, and keeping each other motivated is just really important. You know, I mean, he's technical genius, you know, honestly, like the things that he does, amazing. And I'm always in awe of all the work that he can accomplish, you know, and then here I come feeling like, you know, oh my gosh, the day's gone by and I haven't done as much to contribute, you know, to the company. But then, you know, again, I'll do the things that I need to work on, you know, when I'm able to. It's a little tough with having a baby, 13-month-old, but yeah, we enjoy, you know, working together and, you know, seeing the results of our hard work.
Excellent. And you mentioned earlier that he was one of the kind of motivating factors for starting a business. So I think that that's nice how encouraging and then collaborative that it is.
Yes.
I wish my husband would get involved in this collaborative business stuff.
I know, right? I feel like
that's with this 9-to-5 job stuff.
No, so boring. I'm always trying to get Chris on board. I'm like, look what this other guy is doing. He started this business. You'd be great at that, Chris. And he's like, okay, maybe.
I know. I've tossed Mike ideas before, and I don't think he has that entrepreneurial desire. You know, he's content with his, it's good he likes his job.
Yeah.
But I guess if you don't have that desire for that entrepreneurial venture, then
yeah,
you can't really force it. So his brother, though, wants to start a business. So this is a shout out to you, Dan, and Phoebe, if you're listening. So I keep calling Phoebe my sister-in-law with all of these like random business ideas that I have that I could never do that are too technological related, and passing them on to them because Mike would never want to do it, or I can't do them, or things like that. So not that they're good ideas, but they're probably sick of me calling and telling them my random thoughts about things that they should create and do. But anyway, is there a high point or low point that you'd rather talk about?
You know, honestly, for me, my low points are when I allow, you know, the fear of failure, you know, to take over, because, you know, I really want to succeed. And then I'm like, well, what if this, and what if this doesn't work? When I start to think that way, I'm keeping myself from doing the work that I know I can do. And during those low points, my husband is really supportive and encouraging, and he really pushes, you know, for me to be better. And boy, I believe that he believes in me more than I believe in myself at times. And so, you know, him pushing me to be better, work harder, or, you know, do my research and find out the answers that I'm unsure about. And, you know, that really helps during those points where I feel overwhelmed, because I want to do my best, but then I at times let that fear take over. So I think ultimately really, really focus on, you know, what your goals are and, you know, what you're proud of and what you love doing, and that we're passionate about this project and, you know, our product that we're offering. And so I think that turning those low points around and sometimes taking a moment, step back and regroup yourself and, you know, just push past that and move forward to all the good things and positive things that have come out of this.
I think that's great advice for anyone who's struggling with their business. And we've all been there with that fear of failure, or, you know, wondering if all of our hard work is going to pay off in the end. So I love the way that you and your husband can complement each other and just push each other to keep going. And that's great.
Yes, thank you.
Sandy, do you have a favorite quote or maybe a favorite business book that's given you tons of great advice as you grow your business?
My husband buys books for me all the time, and he's definitely huge on reading about businesses. But I actually want to share one of my favorite quotes, if I can.
Sure.
I actually also have this on our website, and it's by Winston Churchill, and it goes like this. What is the use of living if it be not to strive for noble causes and to make this muddled world a better place for those who will live in it after we are gone? And I feel like that really like touches, you know, home to me, because, you know, the product that we're offering is, I feel like, is so important, you know, for our children, and just giving them the best. Most parents want to do is give the best to their babies and have them live in a better world, you know. So that just always, when I read that, it makes me refocus on, you know, why we're doing this and what our mission is.
I do love that quote. I think if all businesses kind of lived by that motto, it would make a big difference if every business thought that way, leaving the world a better place and doing something for the next generation. So that's a great quote.
Thank you.
So, Sandy, with your daughter being 13 months old, I bet she does some very funny things on occasion, or at least is absolutely adorable most of the time, except for maybe during tantrums. Those are never adorable. And every child has them. Do you have a funny or adorable mommy moment that you could share with us?
Yes. Well, I would love to be able to share all of the moments between her and our dogs because they're absolutely adorable, but I wouldn't be able to describe it. I'd have to share pictures. However, I guess the funny moment recently, or I don't know if you'd call it funny, it's stressful for me because I'm trying to accomplish this goal. Basically, I've never put shoes on my daughter before through her first year of life. And now that she's walking, I've attempted to put shoes on her. And I had no idea that she would react as if I was putting, like, permanent cement blocks on her feet and cry bloody murder. I'm surprised, you know, my neighbors didn't come banging on my door to find out what is going on in here. And she absolutely refuses them. And then I turn around one day, and I find her trying to put my shoes on her feet. So, you know, she's obviously curious. She's not ready, you know, to put on her own shoes. But she saw mommy's shoes, and she wanted to put those on her feet. So I was like, okay, this is how it's going to go. What girl doesn't love shoes, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
You'll come around.
So what are you going to do about that if she keeps resisting wearing shoes? I mean, in the summer, that might, you know, and now that she's walking, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I finally was able to get them on her the other day, and she screamed her head off, but you know what? Mommy won, and I made her walk in them for at least 30 minutes, and I felt bad because she's just now learned to walk on her own, and now I feel like I've messed that up and interrupted it and making her start over again, you know, with shoes. But, you know, I want her to get used to it. I'm going to start taking her outside so she can walk outside, and I think she'll see that the shoes are a good thing.
So the tough love approach is working so far.
Yes, yes. As much as I hate doing it, I just, you know, it's got to happen.
Or it's kind of like desensitization therapy, too, you know? Expose her, and then the more and more she'll get used to it. Like Sarah did with me in tickle school.
That's right, when we were little.
Work. That didn't work. You never got used to being tickled, but you tried.
No, I didn't.
Sandy, what's the best way for our listeners to find you and stay in touch?
Oh, sure. They can go to www.spencebaby.com. They can also follow us on Facebook, which is where we're running our ad, or they can go to www.spencebaby.com/free if they want to enter our current contest.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We're on all social media, so they can follow us under Spence Apparel or Spence Baby.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Sandy. It was so interesting to hear about the process of finding a manufacturer and building a business that you're passionate about and that has a purpose. And we've learned a ton from talking with you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Well, I don't know how you guys do it all with your jobs and trying to start this business and with the 13-month-old. You guys must be very busy over there.
Yeah, definitely. I find myself driving home from work and sometimes wanting to just kind of drive off the road, you know, because I'm so exhausted and stressed over things. But then I come home and see my daughter and I'm like, you know, we're doing this because we want to work from home. You know, we want to be with her. And it's really important to us. And so we're, you know, sometimes you have to make some sacrifices in order to make things happen. So we're looking at it as a small sacrifice now for a big win later.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I didn't mention that we're going to the ABC Expo in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
We're It's the largest trade show for kids and baby, and we're actually gearing up and getting ready to go to that this September. So it's ABC Kids Expo. Have you heard of them?
I might have heard of them like once before, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's called All Baby and Child. So it's ABC Kids Expo, All Baby and Child. It's a trade show in Las Vegas, and it's the largest in the world, which is every retailer comes out, you know, and the buyers come out to look for product to that they're looking for, whether it's apparel or the newest stroller or car seat or whatever it is that is kids and baby related, will be there. So we're really excited to be a part of that and have our own booth.
Was it tough to get into that? Was it a big application process or?
You know, we kind of got lucky because we missed the deadline to register for this event. And we missed the deadline because we didn't hear about it until later. And then once we heard about it, we looked into it and we saw that the deadline had passed. But we emailed them and we just asked, you know, is it too late? You know, we're a new company. We'd love to be a part of this. And we actually got a response back and said that they still had room. So we were able to get in and, you know, have a really great location spot. We're in the Naturally Kids section. So anybody who wants something that's organic and natural products will be there. And they're going to be able to specifically look for those vendors. So, you know, it'll be retailers and buyers that are serious to look for new products. So that'll be nice that, you know, it won't be someone who isn't looking for us that, you know, will waste their time talking to us or vice versa.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. So is it hard to price your product for like a wholesale price with it being, I'm sure a lot of extra expense goes into the front end getting the certified, you know, manufacturers and product. So is it hard to price your product for wholesale or does that work then?
We take into consideration everything, you know, all the costs of packaging, shipping, just everything as a whole. And, you know, in order for it to be, you know, worthwhile for us, you know, we have to make sure that we cushion ourselves. But at the same time, for wholesale, we offer very competitive, you know, a discount rate for them because we want the boutiques and stores out there to carry our product, and which would be nice. We're currently in a boutique in North Carolina right now, and so we just want to get into more stores if possible.
Right, and have other people sell your product for you.
Yes.
And get that mass production. Will the cost of production go down the more units that you're requesting?
Yes, for sure. You know, right now we're being more conservative with the quantities that we're ordering. But, you know, if we have larger orders to place, then, yes, the cost goes down. So, you know, hopefully we can meet those requirements in order to save there. But, yes, that's definitely the way it works.
So crossing your fingers for some huge orders at the expo so you can get that discounted rate when you order more.
Yes, for sure.
Of your inventory.
Definitely. And, you know, I think that everyone who has, you know, either purchased our product or has seen our product in person, you know, their initial reaction, they're extremely, you know, impressed because of the quality they probably weren't expecting. And when I go out into some stores and I touch everything because I want to feel the difference. And sometimes there's product out there that are for baby and it feels like sandpaper. So, you know, I'm really happy with the quality of our product, and I see that other people notice that right away. So it's kind of a nice response from them that we get immediately, which is nice because we don't ask, they just say it.
That's great.
Can I ask another question? I don't want to eat up all your time, but how did you get into that one boutique that you're in? Did you approach them or did they hear about you somehow?
They found us. We have definitely, we've approached several boutiques, but this particular one actually found us. So there's been a few more that have reached out to us as well, but that's the one that we're currently in. And but again, you know, it takes a lot of time to call or email or, you know, go in person to these boutiques. And with how little time that we have during the days, it's very challenging to do that. So that's why this trade show in Las Vegas at the ABC Expo is great, because there'll be probably thousands of buyers there. So they will all be in one place versus you making a million phone calls throughout the week. So hopefully it is a successful event.
I really hope so for you guys. That would be wonderful for you guys to get just tons of orders for your baby clothes. So I hope it really works out.
Yeah, I hope so too. And that lookbook that we just finished is going to be beautiful. It's a partial catalog with some lookbook photographs from our photo shoots. So you'll receive one of those as well.
Awesome.
Thanks again so much. This was really nice talking with you, and I really hope that your expo turns out to be awesome for you guys.
Oh, good, good. Thank you so much. I'll take pictures of everything. We're going to set it up like a really cute little boutique.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll get some photos up because we have a blog as well, and we're posting some pictures on our blog and keeping that updated.
Okay, great.
And you found a good babysitter, so you don't have to take Spencer with you.
This will be my first time away from her, and I already told my husband I'm going to cry every second we're on the road. But, yes, Grandma and Grandpa will be here to watch Spencer. And I said, probably need extra hands, too, because they'll also be taking care of our dogs.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about, like, you're always so happy for a break from the kids, but then again, when you're away from them for a long time, you do start to really miss them.
Yes, definitely. I remember before we had Spencer, we were in Hawaii, and we just had our dogs, and I missed them like crazy. And we had a dog sitter, and I was texting her all the time. And my husband's like, "We're in Hawaii. Why are you enjoy this? Enjoy it. Why are you texting and asking about the dogs? They're fine." So I can only imagine what it'll be like when I'm away from my daughter.
Grandma and Grandpa will be inundated with text messages and phone calls.
Send me video. Let's Skype right now.
I hope you enjoyed today's interview with Sandy. As you can see, we'd already said our thank yous when we started talking about the ABC Expo that Sandy and her husband were excited to be a part of. So I had to just keep all of that extra good information in there at the end. We emailed Sandy to ask her how the expo went, and she said it went really well. They were able to get some orders for their clothing, and they have a list of lots of new potential customers and boutiques that will be carrying their baby clothes. So be sure to look for Spence Baby Organic Baby Clothes in your local hometown children's clothing boutique. And Sandy didn't ask me to say this, but if you have a baby shower coming up, maybe think about supporting one of our brilliant business moms that we've interviewed and maybe get some organic baby clothes for a baby shower gift. Already on Facebook, it seems like everyone is being so encouraging of each other and of each other's businesses. So if we can keep up that momentum and just be there to help and support each other, I think that will be fantastic. If you're looking for the show notes or links mentioned in this episode, head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/41, and you will find all of that information. And Sandy sent us a bunch of pictures of her booth at the ABC Expo, and it looked so good. And we're going to be including some of those pictures in the show notes. So head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com, take a look at the show notes, take a look at the pictures from Sandy's booth at the expo. And of course, leave us a comment or say hello, send us an email. We're always excited to hear from you. Thank you, and have a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.